To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Thursday, news listeners. Time to get your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show started. It's the 5th of May, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on over the last few days, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. Well, the news with Twitter and Elon, yeah, it just keeps a coming. This time, Mr. Musk is saying, hey, how about charging governments and even some corporations a little usage fee for Twitter? Now, granted, Elon's acquisition of Twitter not completely finalized yet, but that ain't stopping the man coming up with some ideas of how can we make Twitter profitable. Now, Mr. Musk went on to say that Twitter will always be free for casual users, but when it comes to commercial or government users, there may be a slight cost involved. Of course, Elon didn't let on what that cost would be, but chances are I'm sure he'll come up with some figure. Well, it looks like you can no longer go with YouTube. And let me clarify that. That means YouTube Go, yeah, no longer available. At least by this August. Yep, YouTube Go is going away for good this time. At least according to the YouTube team, they announced the retiring of the lightweight alternative to its main app. Now, for those of you that don't remember, YouTube developed the Go application for people where connectivity was, not so great. Plus, it was developed at a time when mobile data prices were skyrocketing. These things not happening so much these days. Now, if you can believe this or not, YouTube Go was only around for 6 years. It actually first launched in 2016 and had quite a few updates and improvements for the app over the years. And the first countries to actually get their hands on YouTube Go were India and Indonesia, with a worldwide release in 2017. The app actually did continue to survive over the years simply because of cheap phones that didn't have all the main processing power for the main app. Unfortunately for those users of those phones now, looks like you're going to probably have to do an upgrade to actually experience YouTube from now on. And finally, yes, those record companies out there looking for the next new hit. Well, they may just need to pop on over to SoundCloud. That's because SoundCloud has bought some artificial intelligence that claims it can actually predict the next hit song. Now, SoundCloud actually acquired the audio company Musio. At least I think that's how you pronounce it. And it's actually meant to help SoundCloud sort through its immense library of amateur music, and eventually will become core to SoundCloud's discovery experience. In a statement from SoundCloud, they say this accelerates our strategy to better understand how music is moving in a popularity way, which they believe is critical to their success. They believe this AI program will give them the advantage, particularly for the unknown artists around. So who knows? AI may just become the new A&R person. Got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, we would love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the new show today at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. If you love this show, we could use your support so we can stay on the air for you. And you can easily do that with just the price of a cup of coffee per month. Yep, can help the new show stay alive. Also, don't forget to check out all the podcasts over there at the British Tech Network, Mac Show, Big Show, and The Photo Show, too. Also, find us on our social media destinations, British Tech Network on Facebook, at British Tech on Twitter, and, of course, the Slack room with the BTN community at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.